Let's get it started. In My Pants, Black Eyed Peas, and Raoul, Automatic.
Now you're doing that In My Pants thing selectively.
Yes, I am. Yeah?
You know?
Well, sometimes it doesn't work, does it? Stereophonics coming up. Bank Holiday Monday, In My Pants. That's rubbish.
Well, no, you could be spending Bank Holiday Monday in your pants.
Oh, Mims is coming up. This is why I'm hot in my pants, which is quite good.
You like that one, do you?
Yeah,
how modest of you. And the Automatic Raoul in My Pants.
Raoul in My Pants.
Does that work?
No.
No?
Right, Wonder Years coming up at 5 o'clock. Right, I can't really explain this next bit at all.
Okay.
This is something that Laura told me earlier, which is freaking me out. Because, well, I thought it was a joke, first of all, but it's not at all. Explain.
Sorry, I'm a bit puffed out because I just went to get the CD upstairs, so if I'm heavy breathing, then just bear with me.
Good morning.
But it all started when I got back from Radio 1's big weekend, and James and I were watching television, and every so often, an image of a guy would flash up on the TV, and then the TV would go off. Okay, so we'd turn the TV back on, and then it'd keep happening.
Now, everyone's going to think, oh, this is that Frozen Indigo Angel thing. It is not that at all. This is nothing like that. This is just something that's happening in Laura's house.
And that's exactly what I thought it was, because I was watching the BBC Three coverage of the big weekend. So I thought
you're so corporate, aren't you? You know, hey?
I just happened to be pressing my red button.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it
apparently
was...
you can see everything.
Yeah, I thought it was another alternative reality game.
Right.
Or on your TV.
Yeah, something to do with Frozen Indigo Angel anyway. But however, we were watching Ugly Betty the other night, and it started doing it again. The same picture of the same guy's face, and then the TV going off.
Right, so explain exactly what happens. You could be watching any channel.
Any channel.
Uh-huh.
And then
it's only on one of your... This is your TV in your room.
TV in our room.
Okay,
so we'd just be sitting there watching telly, and then sporadically, willy-nilly, this guy's face flashes up.
For how long?
Just a couple of seconds, and then it switches off. It's really freaky. James thought I was having him on the other night because he was doing his hair in the mirror.
Well, the telly switches itself off.
After this random bloke appeared.
Sure you're not sat on the remote or anything?
No, seriously. And James did not believe me.
Because that does
then
happen.
You
wonder where the remote is. Telly turns itself off. You realise you've been sat on it.
Is it always
horrible.
The same picture of the bloke?
It's the same still image of this guy's face. So the other day, because it kept happening, and I got James to see it eventually, and he had all goosebumps on his arms because he was really freaked out by it. So I videoed it on my mobile, hoping it would come up, and it did. So I've put it on... there's a link from Scott's Pages, so you can see it happening.
Okay.
And I'm a bit freaked out, because you know that movie The Ring?
Oh, I've seen that one, yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Basically, you see this video, and then afterwards, you kind of die.
That's not what happened in the one I saw.
Maybe. Which one were you watching?
It must be another one. Anyway.
Anyway. I'm scared I'm going to die now, in the film.
So if you go to the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 Online, you can have a look at this, because Laura has filmed it. Did you film it on your camera phone?
On my phone, so the quality's not that great, but there's a link to a video of it and also a still of the guy's face, and I don't know who the hell the guy is.
I'd like you to have a look and see if anyone can maybe identify this man and who he is, because it's weird.
It's really
weird. And honestly, I can... 100% tell you on my life, this is not a joke. This is happening in her house right now. This is not us having you on. It's not one of our jokes. Have you seen it yet?
I have just seen it, yeah.
What do you think?
That is very strange.
Very strange.
What the hell are you watching?
Ugly Betty.
That was Ugly Betty, wasn't it?
Right, go and have a look.
Weird.
Go and have a look at my pages now and let me know what you think, please.
Radio 1.
Now, a few people on my email are saying, have watched the video that you made, Laura, and are saying that he's a Scottish actor that used to be in The Royal. Some people saying it looks a bit like somebody off Grey's Anatomy. Someone says it is...
Katie says it's a young Alan Titchmarsh.
Some people say a young Robert De Niro.
Or Seb Coe.
Right. Now, also, people are saying, I don't want to watch this scary video because what if I die as well? Well, I can't promise whether you will or won't, to be honest. So, I mean, it's take your life in your own hands there and have a look at it. But I would, because it's quite weird. bbc.co.uk/radio1. There's always some kind of technical geek on as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Jamie here. This is easily sorted. It's because you are able to save still shots from TV at any moment. And if you accidentally set the timer on, the still pic may appear momentarily before it switches off.
All right, can you explain this then? this morning I was watching Scooby-Doo, and just before, with my son, obviously, not just on my own, and just before,
no shame in it.
Just before they revealed the villain, green just kind of pushed the picture all the way along and off, and then my screen was just green. And I thought it was just on that channel, but I changed to another channel, still green. Nothing else.
What, so just green appears?
Green just shoved Scooby-Doo and the villain, and Shaggy, I think, was also in that scene, off my telly.
Yeah, your TV's broken, isn't it? This is National Radio 1. Right, Laura, we think we might know who it is. A few people are saying it's Robert Kavanagh, who is a Scottish actor who is appearing on your TV for 2 seconds before it miraculously switches itself off.
And is he evil or something?
I don't know, no. It's just he's been in The Royal and a few other things, but that's what people are saying. That's who he is. With your one, by the way, you're not possessed. You just need to change your skirt leads.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Thanks. It's good to know.
Is that actor dead?
I don't know. I'm trying to look him up, but my internet's not working.
Did he used to live in my house?
I don't know.
Okay. It's highly unlikely if your TV was going to be haunted that that somebody from The Royal would choose to haunt it. Right up there with being haunted by Heartbeat. It's not the scariest thing in the world.
Did somebody from Midsummer Murders die in my house? By the way, you know in Scooby-Doo today?
Yeah.
Was it the bloke who owned the fairground that did it?
I don't know, because the green thing pushed it off. More than likely.
Okay. This is from Matt Taylor, who's just sent an email, Laura. You might want to be interested in this.
Okay.
We had a very similar thing happen to us in our house, only it was the shape of a woman, not a man, that appeared just before the TV went off. This was about 2 years ago, and we later found out that a woman died in our house before the owners previous to us bought it. The cat used to go mad at the screen every time it happened as well. So I suggest you get a cat or a dog in the room at the same time and see if they go bonkers or not. We had the house exercised 3 times. And we've had nothing like it for about 18 months now. Fingers crossed it's gone for good. Love, Matt. There you are, just get the house exercised. Simple. That's what we need to do. Clearly. If anyone does house exercising, give us a text. This is Wham!